Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Better thank your lucky stars.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Hello, Monday.
Good vibes is right.
Yeah.
Wow. And Miss Rachel's with us, too.
Good morning.
Thank God.
Yay.
Bring on Miss Rachel. Take it out.
The whole thing.
Take it out.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, guys. Out. Right.
Take out that bad attitude.
Throw it in the trash. Why would you even have that?
I don't.
You just had a great weekend.
I did.
You wake up on a Monday morning, well rested.
I got up early Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It was spectacular. Like, we've had some crummy weather
and some nice days in the last week or so.
That's what I'm saying. You know. Saturday morning was freaking beautiful. You don't have to defend it.
No,
I was there.
Yeah.
I know what I saw.
I felt like last week was that first real taste of summer, you know, hot enough that you were like uncomfortable.
I went out and surfed in this one spot by myself at first, and I was dropping into the, I would drop in and the wave would throw, it's called a tube, throws over you, and I could see the sun rising through this view of the ocean. Then I would get horribly thrashed. But for a split second, there was just this view of like, oh my God,
here I am.
I'm the only person in the world.
Was Saturday the day that we were supposed to have the, it was like a devil horn eclipse thing. You know, I think that was only an East Coast thing. I literally sat at my desk looking out the front window with my coffee, my Sudoku, and I'm looking. Then I'm looking at the sun comes up. And I'm like, oh, it's just round and I can't even look straight
at it. Sky views, yeah, it's hard to hard to know.
But you said it was like Portland, Maine was going to get the best view. So I guess that makes sense. That's three hours before by then, I guess the thing was over. I told my cousin, Braddy, because I talk to him constantly now.
Is that right?
Well, he's very sick.
I understand.
Yes. So yes, I got a thread. You know, I've always talked to all my cousins, but man, I was like, oh, did you see it? And he's like, Sarah, I sleep as late as I want now. I do all the things I want to do. Do I want to get up at the crack of dawn? I don't want to. I'm like, all right.
So he's not working anymore
at all. Nope. He was diagnosed with ALS this past fall, and there is nothing else going on. Yeah. Wow. I will say he is just so still making plans. Like, we have huge plans this summer. The whole family's going to get together, which is like, isn't it so sad that something horribly tragic has to happen? Like, it's what are they, or wonderful, like weddings, I suppose, or illness. But, you know, it has to be like a big thing for everyone to get together. But it's in its own way, it's the silver lining of any tragedy is that you see all these people that you love. And I'm on all these threads with all these people I love. It's so great. Anyway, I was talking to him about it. He goes, no, I really, even once I'm up, I usually just sit in bed for a while, read stuff, chat with you on the phone, you know, whatever. Anyway. So he also did not see it, and he was the closest thing to anybody who was going to see the devil horn sunrise, which sounded awesome.
I got up early on Saturday, too, because I was waiting to say hi to my new big boy, who's listening right now. Hello, big boy.
You leave the radio on for you.
What's up, big tuna?
Boy? Wait, you named him Big Tuna?
I've been calling him Big Tuna.
Oh.
From the office.
Oh, thought it was, you know, Bill Parcells.
No, not for
that. I'm like the big tuna.
No.
Come on.
I'm talking about a dog, by the way, everybody.
Yes. Maddie, oh. I knew Maddie was getting that dog. Like, as soon as we saw that first picture, that you're not fostering that dog, you're getting that dog.
He is a big ball of love.
And you're calling him Big Tuna?
Big Tuna. Well, I was calling his name's Red. I don't like that. I started calling him Fred. And then one day, I'm just looking at him like, what's up, Big Tuna? And he wagged his tail and was all like happy. So I'm like, all right, he likes that name. I can call him Big Tuna. I don't know if that's going to be his name or not. I don't know. I know you're not if you were a fan of The Office, you would love that name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about Big Tuna in The Office. Vinny, no? Big Tuna? The only Big Tuna I know is
it's his dog.
Yep.
I don't know about changing a dog's name that's already been had a same name for 10 years. So I was kind of for Fred because I feel like at least that's close.
Right. Well, Red, you know, so the dog is 6 years
old. Here's a guy who's in dog jail. So honestly, he's going to be looking at his new deal and going, change my name and get out of dog jail. All right.
I'll do it.
F it. Big Call tuna me whatever you want.
Sure.
But I do think, you know, a dog's like, why keep saying that at me?
Mm.
Well, when I need him to do something, I call him Fred. Like, you know,
Does he know like the basic dog commands?
Yeah, I've got a picture of him. I found out yesterday he knows how to do rollover.
Oh!
I posted it on Instagram.
Somebody worked with that dog. Somebody loved that dog.
Well, the owner, and thank you, Carrie, who is a longtime listener. I've known her for a long time.
Hey, Carrie.
Yeah, she's great. The owner had an accident and is paralyzed and can no longer take care of Big Fred. So
Big Tuna.
The Big Tuna is needing a home, and he's settled in pretty good, and he's already taken over my bed and everything.
Oh, he's going to sleep in the bed with
me. I didn't mean to, but it's kind of hard to say no when a big dog snuggles up next to you. And like, yeah, he's got a big dog face. What's up, Big Tuna? Good dog. Don't tear up my house today.
Oh, yeah. So when did you get this dog? You went and got it Friday right after the show, didn't you?
No, Saturday, Carrie brought the dog over to my dog park so I could spend some time with it and see how he interacted with other dogs.
How did he do? He's a big chocolate lab, right?
Yeah, lab. And he's good. He's a big good boy. Yeah, he really is.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Yeah, he really is a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Yeah. Hi, buddy. Anyway, it was a... Yeah. Oh,
he just answered you.
But that made my weekend. And
yeah, well, that was your whole weekend. Okay, so she comes over and the dog does okay and interacts fine at the dog park, like a totally socialized dog who knows how to roll over.
Yeah, knows how to roll over, knows how to sit.
Dogs can get that roll over and sit before they're going to get not begging at the table or,
not tearing up your house and barking all day when you leave.
It's funny how they'll pick those up. And then they'll be like, no, but I jump on you.
Yeah.
And climb in your bed.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, and he sits in.
Is he a jumper?
No, he's not a jumper, and he doesn't beg, but he does get close and stare, and he's got one eye that's crossed, and it's just it's so endearing. You're just like, are you looking at me or are you not looking at me? What are you doing, dog?
He's a teacher. One of my favorite teachers had like the eye. You just didn't know which eye to look at. You'd just be like, I guess I'll just look at the bridge of your nose. I don't know.
But he's just a beautiful dog. I mean, I can't wait to introduce him to y'all. Sometime.
Did you talk to Kieran? Can he come in?
I did not. No. I'm a little nervous. Yeah, what if he uses the bathroom in this radio station or something?
I don't really know him yet. But he was fine. He didn't have any accidents at your place over the weekend.
No.
And you got up early and got him out.
He's
got
to have that under control.
Yeah.
And he knows how to roll over. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's a
good reason to get up a few minutes earlier every morning now.
I did notice that you beat me here today.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing here? That's crazy.
There you go.
There it is. That'll be nice. I hope you can bring him in. Not every place is super dog friendly. We don't know that yet here.
I was going to say, as I was driving in today, I just was shocked at the 4 and then even the 5 o'clock hour at how many cars are on the road. We're all back. And maybe more than ever.
You know, there are certain days. I always find that Mondays are pretty light. Today was light. You know, it was pouring when I got up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But it stopped by the time I left. I leave at 4:15 or around then, and it had stopped by then. It was wet. It was still totally wet, but I didn't really need my windshield wipers. But I actually wondered if everyone else who gets up at that, it was just like, I think I'll work from home or something.
I don't know how that works with with different people. Christina kind of has certain days and then doesn't have to.
Oh.
So, but I don't know how everybody's orders are.
Right.
Many companies were like, no, get your ass back
everybody's
in here.
Everybody's back in here.
Full time.
Yeah.
Anyway, the roads were very packed in the South Bay all the way
up
85.
Do you actually have like slowdowns and stuff at your time of the morning?
No, but there's a point where there's just a lot of cars and you realize that, you know, this person hits someone who's, or comes up on someone who's slow. So they peel off and now they're in front of you and your car slows down and then, you know, my car drives itself.
Yes.
And then I have to move it over to the other lane so it'll get picked back up to
speed.
When
you do the thing where you just put on your blinker, does it find a place for you?
It doesn't change its own lane.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I do need to do the blinker to move it over or it'll, you
fight
know,
you.
Go, what are you doing?
What's happening here? We're in this lane.
That's great because people don't use their blinkers enough.
That is true. Everyone should always be using their blinker. Oh, self-driving cars, you're coming. It's already like, it wasn't that long ago that if you'd seen a car driving around without a driver and with people in the back just chatting away, you'd be like, what's happening? And now I don't even notice. I used to always look to see if there was someone in those. Because at first, remember when those...
The Waymos had people in them.
They had people in them. And you could see them because they were sort of lit up by the instrument panel. And now, and then for a while, there were no people and it was like, oh my God, there's no one in that car. And now it's just like, I will say those cars have gotten more aggressive and it's a good thing.
You want them to
get out there
because
they're holding everybody else up behind them too. Like if they're trying to make a left somewhere and they're waiting and waiting.
I haven't needed it yet. I don't do much, you know, I'm a homebody and at some point I hope to get in a Waymo on a way to a concert or something and
it'd be so great.
This is awesome.
So it would be so awesome. And I think that it's going to be a slow spread, but once it's out there, like you could get rid of your car. I mean, depending on think about what your car payment is, your insurance, the gas or electricity that you're using for your car. Like if you took all that money and added it up for the year and it was, you know, $9 into the city or whatever,
yeah,
it might actually be worth it to parking and everything else.
If you're a single person, you know, people with kids can't get rid of their car. But if you're a single person and you live in the city, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, already in the city, it's like it's right there. It's really convenient. I would think that I was picturing like a ball game lets out or a concert lets out. And there would be just a line of them ready to go. They're all like, well, we know where the thing is. So they are all gathering around there like a little beehive.
Right.
Wouldn't that be so great? You just go hop in a car.
I'd park here and take a Waymo down there.
Oh, there you go. Oh, right.
A concert.
Come right to work, right?
Park here. So we'll see, but I do look forward to my first driverless taxi.
It's going
to
be so strange. So strange. We'll get used to it fast though. Like I said, I don't even look anymore to see if there's anyone in the car. It's fun. It's good times. Anybody else? Anything to report?
What about you?
Weekend? Nothing. Zero. Like, I mean, other than yard work and gardening and stuff, getting everything ready for spring. Like it's so boring. We had the most deliciously boring weekend. John made spaghetti and meatballs and he made so much of it. We ate it all weekend. It was great. Delicious. I made my special drinks on Friday.
What's that?
It's like a rum punch thing that I do because John gets in the best mood. Yeah.
Get him a little tipsy before the action.
Good
time action.
Yes, we hardly ever are drunk when we do that, but we were this time. It was pretty funny.
Hmm.
Yeah. Usually we're not drunk. It was good. Thank you. Good guess, Maddie. Yeah. But we had it was just a very super quiet, easy, fun weekend. We have a huge week. You know, Pat is turning 60. Our dear friend.
Sorry, Pat.
I know. It's happening to the best of us, you know.
It's better than not turning 60.
Yes, it is. The alternative is worse. Oof. I know, but it's a huge party happening this weekend. So I'm helping Marianne out with a couple of things.
At your house?
No, no, no. He's rented you know, it's like a whole venue and a rock out jam.
Oh, you guys are going to hook up all the equipment.
I think so. I'm not sure how elaborate they're going to get with it, but I know the place that they're doing it and it's, you know, there's going to be decorations that need to be done and things that we've been asked to do, some of the table snacks because John makes this really delicious dip. It's like, well, there's 10 tables. Could you do 10? We're like, we'll do it. We would love to.
What kind of dip are we talking about?
It's just a French onion thing, but he puts his special like spice thing in it. And
so it's a French onion packet, and then he adds to it.
And he adds to it. And then he does this guacamole that Marianne loves. That's Pat's wife. And so he's going to do some of that.
Does he also buy some guacamole and then just add
something? No, he makes his own, but himself. He does it with, he does it with that, because I want no garlic in anything that I eat. And so he's... And now all our friends have been won over to that. Like, oh, this hummus is delicious. What's going on with it? Well, there's no garlic in it. Because usually hummus is like garlic central. But if everyone's eating it and it's just lemony. Mm. Okay, blah, blah, blah. That was my weekend. Nothing happened. Let's get this week going. It's going to be very exciting. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Minnie, Alice's Morning Show. See you after this.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.